Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, welcome everyone to today's episode of Drive Through HR. It is September 24th, 2020, and we are continuing with our snackable HR moments that we've been celebrating really all throughout the month of September as we work up towards our 1500th show, which will be next week. So today's guest, who I'm so excited has joined us, is Kim Seals. Kim has over 25 years of global experience in HR consulting and corporate and leadership roles. Her expertise includes leading M&A transactions, service delivery transformation, talent, comp, benefits, and recruiting program design, as well as technology development, selection, and implementations. In addition to her HR background, Kim has also been an active investor in early-stage technology, healthcare, energy, fintech, consumer product, and media companies since 2013. Welcome, Kim.
Hi, Robin. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here today to talk about this important topic of critical roles in your organization. One of the reasons why it's just so important right now is really due to the COVID-19 pandemic. It's really caused employers in all industries to evaluate which of their workers in their business they really need to function, what are those business critical roles. In fact, we at Sapient Insights recently did a survey where we talked to over 1,000 organizations, and we asked them about their top 5 data needs to support critical decisions they need to make during COVID-19. And the fourth most important topic that they said they needed data on were the critical roles and the positions in their organization. We had 64% of the over 1,000 companies that answered the survey said critical roles, critical positions, that's really critical data. But 20% of those that said it was important then turned around and said, but we don't actually have that information. It would have been great and is a very needed piece of data, but we don't actually have it. And, you know, so what it's causing is for employers to have to move pretty quickly to segment their workforce and understand what roles they truly need for success. You know, ideally, they would have been doing this all along. They would have had a strategic workforce plan, and they would have identified those essential positions versus the critical roles, because it's really important to know that you might have essential roles that you need to keep the lights on. But then you have those critical roles that create value for your organization. And so your ability to triage your workforce quickly in these times of crisis, know where you have the right people in the right positions, and understand how to give them the best support they need to maximize their business impact, that's all the work that's so important right now as everyone is leaning into what is the new normal for their business and their operations during this global pandemic. So, you know, history will tell us as we look at the data that typically about 20% of the roles at any given company drive 80% of their value and competitive advantage. This is not a hard and fast rule by any means, but it's a place for you to start with your assumptions and to really ask yourself some questions like which roles are actually most important to the future growth of your business. Which roles have the highest impact on your ability to execute on your short and long-term strategy and business objectives, and which roles drive your competitive advantage? And I do want to pause here and note that I'm talking about roles. I'm not talking about people. So, you know, there's a real distinction there. And, you know, I think sometimes that gets confused because you've got a high performer, but they may not be in a critical role. And that's a mismatch right there because you really should be talking about how to get the right people into the right roles at the right time so that they're driving that business impact. So, you know, doing the segmentation and, you know, looking at your workforce can really bring some interesting observations. So, for example, you might walk into this assuming, well, it must be the most senior jobs in my organization that are the most critical roles. But this is not about hierarchy at all. You need to look deep into your organization to find those people who are innovating, who are driving that value, or are in those roles that are innovation driving value competitive advantage. And as a leader, it's important to have humility, to understand from a place of humbleness that I might not be in that critical role. I might have people on my team that are sitting in those critical roles. And, you know, that if I'm looking at what's best for ensuring business outcome, I've got to make sure that I'm nurturing the people in these high impact roles, regardless of how senior they are or whether they're a frontline worker. So you need to make sure that you separate out, you know, exactly where are these people in the organization in those roles, and how do you give the focus to the roles to make sure that your high performers are in those critical roles, and to make sure that you're giving them the skills and the training and the leadership support they need to be successful. So, you know, you want to cover all your bases, right? So it sounds like a lot. And the other thing is that you need to make sure that you have relevant and, you know, pretty well-defined career paths for individuals with the skills that are needed to perform well in these critical roles, because you want to keep a compelling value prop for them to stay happy and engaged. So once you've figured out where the critical roles are, what are the critical skills you need to be successful in that role, who are your employees with those skill sets, it all then starts to come together in a big picture for you that really helps you with your workforce strategy. And then I'll leave you with this thought that it's not a one-time task, right? You need to have a process to continually review your talent, to segment this, to have a segmentation strategy for the roles, and to know that you've got to have an ability to be flexible and adapt to your changing business needs, because the critical roles of today may not be the critical roles of tomorrow. I think that's certainly the case as you look at how the workforce has evolved over the last 20 years. The roles that you would say are critical today are not what you would have said were critical 5 years ago, 10 years ago, certainly 20 years ago. So, you know, for example, a decade ago, a company in an energy industry would not have been focused on data analysis and data scientists. But today, the energy industry has evolved to where data-driven roles have become mission critical and are really providing tremendous competitive value. So make sure you have an ongoing process that allows you to analyze your business results by job, and you can do these pulse checks to determine if your critical roles are being supported effectively at the organizational level, help ensure you're minimizing talent disruption in those key roles, and really keeping your eye on what are the most critical roles. So in closing, I would say it's just a really important time to ask yourself, can you identify the critical roles in your organization? And if not, what are you going to do about it? So thanks again for having me, Robin. And again, my name is Kim Seals, and I'm happy to talk more to anybody who loves this topic as much as I do.